JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Entertaining every morning.
Play it best.
Music.
To wake you up.
Kix 96.9 in the morning.
Hey there, JP with your JP, Lauren, Husker Nick podcast. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That's all I can say about couples therapy today. If you heard it, you know what I'm talking about. If you didn't, you're going to be in for a very awkward treat. There's all kinds of advice still coming in on our Facebook and Twitter at KX969 about how to help out Mike and Barb. So we'll get that for you. A white nerdy Wednesday for all of the marbles. And the marbles being Zach Brown Band tickets. Kids renaming random things. That was a fun conversation. You can continue that one as well on Facebook and Twitter. And what police officer hasn't thought about how cool it would be to do this to apprehend a bad guy. That and more on the show.
Oh, you again.
Hello, hello,
hello,
hello,
hello.
What we do here is
bizarre, unsettling, and riveting.
Start talking.
Now, here it is, your moment of zen.
Got a new t-shirt for us. Bizarre, unsettling. That's us.
What do you mean? I like that they called our show the moment of zen.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Like, that's another t-shirt, the moment of zen.
I just picture someone sitting there, their legs are crossed, their hands are out in the little circles with their thumb and their middle finger.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, ho, 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 poop jokes and fart jokes.
I like to think of it like the moment of zen was at the end of the Daily Show every time they would have the moment of zen.
Okay.
And it would just be a piece of video that was just so weird you couldn't explain it.
Yeah, which
it
is
it made no sense at all.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that, yes, is a valid
like
way to
that.
Explain our show.
I'm in on that.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick, all in one place together.
For the first time this week.
Yeah, man, this is good.
All three of us
are here.
We're
making it.
How you feeling, Lauren? You feeling good?
I'm most of the way, yes.
Better.
There is more air holes in my head than there was yesterday.
Well, good.
Okay. Husker Nick, how are you
great.
Feeling?
Great. Ready to go. Let's have some fun today.
Okay.
I'm pumped up.
Awesome. Well, it's good to have you guys back.
Yeah.
I've got something going on here.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm excited because I'm starting to love Wednesdays because my boy has T-ball and we do couples therapy now,
which
I really enjoy. Because I am gonna cause a divorce one of these days. It's gonna
somehow
be awesome.
You're gonna take a little argument over like.
Yeah.
Leaving shoes on the floor turn it into grounds for divorce.
Like they're gonna call in and be like, my wife eats steak with ketchup. And then I'll be like, get rid of her! And it's going to work. I'll be pumped.
You know what else they say about people who eat steak with ketchup?
Right. They're going to cheat on you.
Yeah.
That's how that's going to go.
Like she's cheating on that meat.
Yeah. Come on.
With ketchup.
Both literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
I see what you did there, Lauren.
Yep.
That was pretty solid.
Yep.
Today we'll have a lot for you, including, like you mentioned, couples therapy at 7:20. We've got more Zach Brown Band tickets to give away.
Ooh.
Did you guys do that stupid game yesterday, or did you do a different one?
No, we didn't do the conversation.
It was, I hate that game.
Drowning in artists. Music.
Yeah, there's another conversation to be had there, but I hate that game. And then Coryell and I suck at it. Like, there's no other way to put it is we... And by the way...
Although you also didn't do so well with the helium game.
Yeah, I don't like that game either. We're driving home. I was driving home listening to you guys, and JP made it sound like Coryell and I were terrible at it. That man sucked out loud as well. Don't act like it was just me and Coryell.
I got some lyrics out.
No, you did not. At one point,
Coryell
it was like...
drooling over herself.
I spit up all over my computer.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
And JP just gets out there and he tilts his head back and he's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I said the name like three times.
Okay. The secret with all of those games is you have to get the tune out, which
yes.
you can do
no.
without having to
Stupid
articulate
game.
Words.
How are we doing this today?
White Nerdy Wednesday.
Oh, nice.
Oh, White Nerdy Wednesday has
CBB tickets.
I'll
be super real with you guys. I forgot that was even going on today. So, yeah, that's good.
Coryell's got some audio if you need it.
Oh, she already grabbed the hip-hop lyrics. Nice.
Ready to go if you need it.
So. Good job, Coryell. Mm-hmm. Schmelly.
She went over and grabbed the former intern known as the D Wade, off of KFRX and had him help her find some good lyrics.
Man.
So, it could be something you want to go with.
Sounds slightly racist, but I'm in on it. That sounds good. Who's the one black guy in the building? He'll help me with the hip-hop
he
lyrics.
He works on the Top 40 station, I think is the
I'm
point.
I'm kidding. He's my friend.
Right.
I don't know if that's the point.
He actually came to us and said because of the whole Drake, what's the other guy's name?
Pusha T, he said yesterday.
Yeah. Battle that's going on that he's like,
man.
Oh, this would be a great White Nerdy Wednesday.
I had no idea that was a thing.
Yeah, they're thing. Just, it's stupid. They're just arguing with each other.
Are they?
Twitter.
Wait for it. Beefing, which
yes.
is the stupidest way of describing an argument ever.
Beefing?
Beefing.
They got beef.
This is so dumb. I hate that so much.
They got beef.
They got beef.
No.
That's so dumb.
I'm hungry for beef.
Make a steak and put ketchup on it.
There.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix 96.9 Morning Show.
All right, let's tell you about some good things that are happening. Lauren, what do you got today?
Okay, so mine starts with a college student named Delilah Cassidy, and she had been studying abroad in Europe. She flew home, and then she was transferring planes in the United States when she was hit with a $50 fee to carry on her bag. It had to be in cash. She had no idea there was a $50 carry-on fee, and she's panicking, standing there at the counter, because they're like, you either have to pay this or you can't get on the plane. She tries to swipe her credit cards, and Chase Bank thinks she's still in Europe, nothing works. And she's panicking, and she's going to miss her flight, and all she wants to do is go home, and she starts to walk away, and this giant dude comes up from behind her and is like, how much is it? And the guy behind the counter says $50, and he says here, and just hands him the credit card. Yeah. And she's like, you don't have to do that. No, you don't have to do that. And the guy was like, you know what? Don't worry about it. Get on your flight. Yeah. Have a good day. She took a selfie with him. So she tweets about it. Like, this guy is my angel. I was not going to get home. And this good person comes out of nowhere, blah, blah, blah. And so she tweets out the selfie, and people were like, that's a famous person.
Yeah.
She had no idea. It was Jermaine Gresham of the Arizona Cardinals. And cool. So then she tweeted an update like, so apparently also he's famous. But I thought it was just a cool thing. One of those things, like, someone's having a bad day, and there is a simple thing you could do that could make that person have a good day. And, you know, what's $50 to somebody like him?
No kidding.
But yeah, she was just so happy, and he's my angel. And
the picture,
so,
he's like a giant. She's this little thing.
He's a tight end. He's a big guy.
6'5".
He definitely has to stoop a little to be in that picture with her.
So cute.
But I thought that was good. Just turn somebody's day around.
Nice. Exactly. Husker Nick, your good thing.
Well, ironically, mine is kind of similar to your good thing. Mine is about Golden State Warriors superstar Kevin Durant, who is right now in the middle of the finals, up 2-0 over LeBron's Cavs. He has been mentoring a big group of kids at the Boys and Girls Club in Menlo Park, California.
Menlo Park, that's up near San Francisco.
Okay. And he surprised them over the weekend. He agreed to pay for all of their first year of college tuition.
Holy crap.
Yeah, he just walked in, he got them all together, and he's like, hey guys, I want to do something for you, you know, because they're all getting to the point now that they're exiting the Boys and Girls Club. They're moving on. Mm-hmm. And he just said, hey man, I've got a big connection with you guys. I love y'all. Known you for a long time. I'll take care of your first year of tuition at college.
That's awesome.
That's crazy. Isn't that cool?
That's more than $50.
Yeah. I mean, he makes like $44 million a year.
Right. So, you know,
plus has like a $600 million lifetime deal with Nike.
So basically,
so he's doing all right.
Yeah. But
basically, that's like me covering a round of beers for my friends.
Yeah. Hey, whenever you want to do that anytime, I'm in, Lauren.
Well, I guess we're going to stick with the sports theme, because I wrote myself a note that today is the day that our buddy British Husker Nick begins his competition in the national championships for outdoor track and field. So him and a good load of competitors from Nebraska, University of Nebraska.
That's a good load.
Well, this is some of the best. They're all competing in Eugene, Oregon.
Of loads.
They're competing in Eugene, Oregon, starting today. And Nick is the first one out, actually, the first athlete out to do something. He has the hammer throw finals at 4:00 today. And then they've got stuff. You can watch it on ESPN, the app, and ESPN.com today. But watch the Husker men and women's national qualifiers compete for the national championships. And we wish the best to our friend British Husker Nick.
Go British Husker Nick!
As he throws a lot of stuff and does really well.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the nitty gritty from Music City on New Country. Kix 96.9.
So Billboard talked one Luke Bryan into playing a game of fishing for answers. Basically, he pulls questions out of a fishbowl and then answers them. Right. So here's what we learned. Luke Bryan's first celebrity crush was Madonna. He said that as a kid, he collected Bassmaster magazine, and his first concert was Jerry Lee Lewis and T.G. Shepherd. What?
Do I need to start saying something like that on the... Well, like mine will have to be something like, oh yeah, the old Husker Illustrated magazines. I had every one of them. Let me tell you.
I definitely collected Bassmaster.
Yeah.
They're a sponsor. when he pulled out the "What makes you country?" question, he proudly said, quote, "Where I was born, my upbringing, my values, my mom, my dad, my accent, and that's only 0.1%. But hands down, the best question was, how many times does he sing "Shake It For Me" in his song "Country Girl Shake It For Me"? He had no idea, so he guessed. He started with 15, but no, more. 20? No. 30? 42 times! He said, "Shake It For Me" 42 times in that song. Well, take that with you into your day.
He knows what he wants to happen here. He's got a thought process.
Say something over and over until it becomes reality.
Do it. Do it.
Okay.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
I feel like something I have to say to my kids, like, do it. Just saying it over and over doesn't make it real.
How many times have we went, eat your dinner, eat your dinner, eat your dinner, eat your, sit down, eat your dinner.
Shake it for me.
Shake it.
Shake it for me.
Shake it for me.
Shake it for me.
Country girl, shake it for me. Gah.
Okay. So, okay, even if you are not a tattoo person, I think you have to appreciate how insane Tyler Farr's new tattoo is. It's 4 bear claw scars, like he got clawed by a bear.
They
go down his left forearm all the way to his knuckles.
That's right.
And there's like blood dripping and it looks bruised. It's I thought it was just a brand new tattoo at first. And then I realized that like the bruising and stuff is part of the tattoo.
Yeah. Talented artist.
And it looks pain. I can't imagine like tattoos on the back of your hand and your knuckle would be so painful because there's no fat there. That's just skin on bone.
Is that how you keep people from wanting to fight you? Like, it's like, hey, I'm kind of mad at you right now. And then he drinks like a little drink of whiskey with that hand. So you see this tattoo that he got that's insane. And it's like, okay, hang on, this guy, there's a screw loose here.
He's a little crazy.
Let's not fight this guy.
So Tyler Farr posted a photo of it and wrote, "When in Vegas, get that grizzly bear scar tattoo you've been talking about getting for 3 years." That's strangely specific, but okay. Thomas Rhett and Kelsey Ballerini are returning to co-host this year's CMA Fest. Thomas posted the news yesterday on Instagram, writing, quote, "We're back. Kelsey and I are hosting CMA Fest again this year. Save the date, August 8th on ABC. That's always a good show. It's basically just a giant concert with a whole bunch of artists. So that will be fun. Okay, so JP has been looking for his song of the summer.
Haven't heard one yet.
And Little Big Town is hoping they have it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's called Summer Fever.
Well.
And it has literally every summer cliche.
Okay.
So between this one and then the one about sunscreen and suntans and all that, these are the two that were.
And then Up Down by Morgan Wallen. Probably.
See, I would
the
do. I would think as much as I'm not a massive fan of Florida Georgia Line, which I call them Florida Georgia Line. Usually they're Georgia Florida Line to me. I don't know why. I'd say
4 years
the
in,
one.
You've learned the names of one of the bands we play more.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Let's work.
Okay, but this one, Little Big Town, has their contender for Song of the Summer, and we will play Summer Fever for you in just a minute. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
So normally it's stupid as stupid does when it comes to criminal stuff, but this is brilliant is as brilliant does. Well, everything except for the Inside Edition report. Normally we would do like a stupid as stupid does, but this is more like a brilliant is as brilliant does.
I mean, you do what you gotta do. Desperate times call for desperate measures.
So, and of course it happened in Florida because everything bad happens in Florida, apparently. But it was a young man by the name of Justin Stanford decided to go into a grocery store with a hammer and start threatening a clerk.
Yeah, that's just not a solid
How's
start
that brilliant?
To a day.
That's not the brilliant part. What the brilliant part is what happens when Justin is trying to threaten the clerk.
Take that and that. Watch this allegedly armed suspect get beamed. Literally.
So a cop was in the store.
That reporter.
That came from Take Inside that. Edition, by the way.
And that.
Oh,
you're going down.
It makes more sense that it came from Inside Edition.
Take watch that.
Watch the suspect get beamed. Literally.
You're going down.
Take that.
So this cop, this officer, manages to sneak up behind Justin down the end of the aisle. And I'll put up the video so you can see it. And as he's starting to attack this clerk with a hammer, he's going to attack. And the officer throws a can of beans, Bush's baked beans, right at the guy.
Oh, God. Now that pun is way worse now that I know this.
The second
beaned.
The second can he throws.
No, no.
hits Justin and stuns him just enough for the other cops to swarm in and take him down.
So I mean,
he threw beans at him and took the guy out.
I feel like that cop gets a raise, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you can hit a suspect from halfway across the store with a can of beans.
Yeah, Bush's extra brown sugar baked beans. Those are good. That's like two
solid bean.
He didn't like grab like some random like the store bean either.
No.
He grabbed like the really good ones. Yeah.
The heavy
the one with the secret family recipe.
Yeah, he nailed him.
I think one of the cops looked at him and went, roll that beautiful bean.
I'm not gonna lie, I've like daydreamed about this kind of thing.
Right? I thought about
like
this
like being in a store and like some idiot's in there trying to rob the place, and I just grab like something and just chuck it and drill him and
like in a movie or
take
a TV
him down.
Show or somebody
yeah.
take a guy out.
Yeah, yeah. Like in my
take
head
the bad
it would
guy
work
out.
So well.
A can of beans.
I mean, I guess if he missed. There's a lot more cans, so he could have several more tries.
This feels like a Austin Powers skit just waiting to happen, where he just keeps throwing it, and he's like, just stay right there! And he keeps missing him, and keeps I will get you!
And the cans are exploding.
Nope. Yeah, just
either he's going to get the suspect or make a giant mess.
Yeah, one of the two.
So kudos to that officer for taking down Justin and his hammer with a can of baked beans.
Man.
A solid play.
He got beaned.
Literally.
Oh, boy. Take that.
The Kicks 96.9 Morning Show. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
All right, so would you rather ride in a boring old elevator or an uppy room? That conversation now. All right, so we know that kids say some fun things.
Mm-hmm.
They have learned how to repeat some of the bad things that we say, which we talked about that either last week or earlier this week. I can't remember.
But really, it's their own creativity that sometimes is the most awesome. There was a tweet I saw yesterday, and an author named Tessa Dare tweeted this. My friend's 5-year-old just saw a crow and called it a Halloween eagle. And a child shall lead us. It is known. This is the new name for the bird formerly known as crow. Do what you do at Merriam-Webster. I do appreciate how awesome that is. It's a Halloween eagle.
That makes sense.
So people started talking about the things that either their kids or they as kids had their own, I think, better names for. This one I appreciate. The boy I used to nanny calls cactuses poke trees, which is my new favorite thing.
Nice.
My now 8-year-old, when he was like 4, used to ask me, are you happy at me?
Happy at you?
Happy at me.
Okay.
It's the opposite of mad at me.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Why would I, but like, and then you think about it, and you're like, why would happy at me not be the opposite?
It might as well be, right?
Mad at me.
Yeah.
Another one. My niece used to say she was singing in her pants whenever she would fart.
Oh, that's a good one. Now that's a good one right there.
That makes singing it sound classy.
Pants. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I didn't just one. Fart at work. I was singing in my pants.
I already got my son. Whenever he farts, he'll ask his mom. He'll be like, "Just hear that barking spider?" Yeah. Says that all the time. Makes me super happy when he does.
A friend's 5-year-old saw a rhino and called it a battle unicorn.
That's a good one right there. That kid's going to go far in life.
Mm-hmm. But so we were talking about, we want to know what your kids or you as a kid, because kids rename stuff based on, you know, what it probably should be called.
Yeah.
Why aren't escalators called robot stairs?
Why? Yeah.
That's a good point.
That sounds
so
good.
We want to know what yours were. Did your kids have something that they had a funny name for, or you as a kid? This one, my little brother, he wouldn't eat the pizza bones.
What are those?
Pizza bones?
The
Is that
crust.
Like the pepperonis?
No, the crust.
Oh.
No,
it's
my
like
brother.
A handle.
Yeah, my brother Andy would always leave the pizza bones.
That's I've what heard, he called it?
Yeah,
pizza bones?
I've
pizza
heard
bones.
Pizza handle. It's the pizza handle. I'm
the
not going to eat
handle?
The pizza handle. Because that's what you just hold on to.
Wow.
Yeah, you
and
can't eat the handle.
Cheese inside the pizza handle, and that changed the game.
Yeah, then you have to eat.
You had to
it's
eat
an
the
edible
pizza bones because you've got the cheese inside of it.
Yeah.
I have to eat the pizza
It's like
handle.
The marrow. Would that be the bone marrow?
Yes.
The pizza.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really dark if you start going down that road.
Kraft singles are now forever cheese pads in my house since my 7-year-old called them that.
Cheese pad. All right.
Cheese pads.
All right, so 466-9696, or it's up on Facebook and Twitter now. The renaming of random things by your kids, or you did this as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
If you share with us, you'll have a chance to go and have some summer fun at the Salt Dogs Haymarket Park or the Movies on Us. 466-9696 to join the conversation. Careful not to eat the pizza bones unless there's cheese in it, then go for it. Random things kids have renamed.
My little brother would not eat the pizza bones. That's the crust.
And so we wanted to know from you, 466-9696, or Facebook and Twitter.
Oh, when you were a kid, did you ever talk about your knee pit?
The knee pit? No, I understand what you're talking about.
It's like your armpit. It's the back of your knee.
I like to make fart noises with it.
You can
make fart noises with the back of your knee?
When I was a kid, yeah. Just put your hand back there and... Nice. You can make little fart noises.
That's a talent.
But I definitely thought that was called a leg pit. It's the same as your armpit.
It pretty much is. So we wanted to know from you the funny name you or your kid came up with for something. 466-9696 or Facebook or Twitter. We'll start with Diane. Good morning.
Papa Sticks.
Say it again.
Papa Sticks.
Papa Sticks. Sticks.
Papa. Like Grandpa.
Oh.
Papa Sticks.
What are Papa Sticks?
Twizzlers.
Did Grandpa eat a lot of Twizzlers?
Grandpa always has Twizzlers.
Grandpa always has Twizzlers. They're Papa Sticks.
My 3-year-old grandson named them Papa Sticks.
Aw, I like funny. It. That's way cuter than Twizzlers.
Dang right it is.
Yeah, it is.
So we want to know from you. Funny name you or your kid came up with.
Matt on Twitter says, my almost 2-year-old is obsessed with all things garbage. All trash cans are yuck. Therefore, the garbage truck is the yuck truck.
That's right.
466-9696 to join the conversation. Yes. Kick 76.9, the things kids call things.
Michelle on Facebook says, my now 14-year-old could never remember the word for coat hangers, and so he would call them hookers.
Nice. Yeah.
The hookers in your closet.
Yeah, yeah.
You put my shirt on the hooker?
Yep.
That's fantastic. What's yours?
Yes, my daughter used to call M&M's beans.
Beans?
Do you hear me?
Beans?
Yeah. M&M's are beans?
They are beans, because she didn't know what they were, so she used to call them beans.
I'd like some chocolate beans, please. That entertained you.
Robert says, my son used to call skunks Oreo kitties.
Yeah!
Makes sense to me.
Kids renaming stuff. You can let us know on Facebook and Twitter as well, KX969.
Trista on Twitter says, zebras are forever horses in pajamas in my family.
Nice.
Makes sense to me. This one, a kindergartner told me she liked my hand socks. Gloves, obviously, but that's a way better name.
Because, yeah.
Why wouldn't gloves be hand socks?
Other than the thumbs, they look like socks.
Uh-huh. And this one is one of my favorites. A friend's 5-year-old was wailing about seeing flamingo witches. After watching the National Geographic Channel, took a little while to figure out she was talking about vultures.
Oh, wow.
Flamingo witches.
They do.
They're like in costumes. Things.
That's pretty good. Kids renaming things because it makes more sense what they're saying.
Well, yeah.
Mine is a... wasn't a renaming, but it's just... it's something that's stuck with both of my kids and still to this day. Their grandpa used to call the remote control the thingy. And so it's like, go get the thingy. And they're like, what's the thingy? And so they grew up knowing that the remote control for the TV was the thingy.
Nice.
And so it's, can you hand me the thingy? I go, it's a remote control. It's not a thingy. Don't call it that.
I would recommend if you have boys, this is a good one to do. This is what me and my brothers did.
Mm-hmm.
We always referred to our underwear as our hammer house. Yeah, that's right. Don't shake your head at me, Lauren. I bet your boys, if they're listening, they should pick that up. Hammer house.
I like this one from Jana on Twitter. My 2-year-old calls all beards or facial hair face grass.
Nice.
Face grass.
That's it started a year ago, and we cannot bring ourselves to correct him.
Yeah, that makes sense. It is face grass.
I like face grass.
What do your kids call things? Good morning.
Good morning. Actually, it was my youngest son, who's now 7. He calls nipples mayonnaises. And so, of course, a bra is considered a mayonnaise cover. Of course.
He called nipples mayonnaises?
Mayonnaises, yep. And so whenever...
in the world did he get that?
I don't know, but it has stuck. And he's the youngest of 3 boys. So, of course, his brothers jumped all over it. And now to see if we go shopping and we go by Victoria's Secret or something like that, we say, don't look at the mayonnaise store.
The mayonnaise covers. That's funny.
Yeah, it's pretty hilarious.
Where did that come from?
Most of these other ones, I've thought... yeah, that makes sense.
Mm,
not mayonnaise. That one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nope, not that one at all.
Nope.
Livia on Twitter says, my kid calls prune juice poop juice. Poop juice.
Oh, yeah,
that's suitable.
Sense.
And wine is mama juice, also suitable.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Go get some of mama's juice. Yeah. Nice. Yep. Sticking with clothing, good morning.
Well, my son, and he probably can't put this on the radio, he did not wear his overalls. They were his overballs.
His overballs?
Yeah.
Ever since he was like 2 and a half. Mom, I want to wear my overalls today.
Because they are covering things up.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally.
It just came out normal.
Yeah, makes sense to us.
Tessa on Twitter, when my daughter was 5, she called cemeteries gardens of dead people.
Because really there is all kinds of grass and
that's where
statues and flowers and
gardens
stuff.
Of dead
that
people.
Makes sense to us. We'll get one more. Good morning.
I just wanted to ask a question.
Yes.
You were talking about leg pits earlier.
Yeah.
Okay, if your armpit's at the top of your arm, wouldn't your leg pit be at the top of your leg?
I guess because that's true. I get it'd be like the bottom of your butt.
Right, because if the leg pits are the back of your knee, then what's the front of your elbow?
No, that's true. I don't know. What do you call that? That's a really good point.
I just was sitting here thinking about that on my drive to work after you said that, and I'm going, wait a minute. I'm confused.
It's going to drive me crazy all day.
I do enjoy the image of you pondering that while you're driving to work. Hold on. Where would my leg pits be?
We need to Google that and figure out what the heck that is.
Which of my pits would be my leg pits?
You can share your creative thing that your kids randomly rename things on Facebook or Twitter as well. KX969.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix 96.9 Morning Show.
All right, buckle up, kiddos. This one with Mike and Barb, the most awkward couples therapy, I think, yet. They definitely set the bar high. New to Wednesdays, we are now couple therapists.
Yes!
Couples therapy.
We are in no way licensed or qualified. We just do it anyway.
Look, I've been through plenty of arguments with my wife. I feel like I'm qualified. That's no problem. Been together for 16, 17 years.
Live the life. I'm sure you've had plenty of arguments.
Yeah, qualified.
And figure that out.
We're all qualified in our own way.
Couples therapy is where you can send us in a message about an argument, discussion, if you will, but that you're having between you
a
and
debate.
Your significant other. Your debate.
A dispute.
A dispute.
And we'll be glad to help you with this, and people are doing that. You can message us on Facebook or Twitter with the title Couples Therapy, and we'll do the best to help you out like we're going to help out Mike and Barb today. We'll start with Mike because he's the one who reached out to us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, man.
Hey, buddy.
Okay, so Mike, tell us what's going on.
Okay. First of all, let me just say that my wife and I are huge fans of the show.
Well, thank you. All right.
Man. Oh, very welcome. Thank you. And I got to say that out of contest makes both of us crack up.
Yeah, those are
fun.
That's
a good thing. That's
my favorite segment of the week.
So you know, I love my wife.
Okay, and it's good to get that out there.
Yeah,
this is good.
She's amazing. She's awesome. But we have been having some problems over the past few years. And let me preface by saying we've been together for, it's about 22 years now.
Congratulations
and
on that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Like I said, I love her very much. But in the past, we've always had chores that would make things a little easier for the other person.
Okay.
Okay.
Since I met her, she always took care of the bush by the front door.
Okay.
You get that? Like, she made sure it was always kept, always well-trimmed. And, I mean, sometimes even she'd trim it way back because she knows that I think we have a beautiful house and made the front look great. But over the last few years, she started to slack a little bit. And now the bush is so overgrown, I use the back door more than the front door because it's easier, and frankly the front door looks hideous. And if I don't know how we can do it, if you guys could talk some sense into my beautiful, wonderful wife.
Okay, is this just a thing where like she just doesn't, like she's too busy, like
what
she's got work and stuff
about?
Could you hire somebody to come, like, I don't know, take care of the yard for you,
a little maintenance?
I mean, I've been trying. I've said it. I've been trying to keep this clean for you guys a little bit. It's like, you know, balance the checkbook type stuff. But,
No.
Wow.
I cannot believe you, Mike.
Hi, Barb.
Barb, did you know why you were on the radio? Did he? Why are you on this call right now?
Well, Mike, you're being ridiculous. You notice how you never mentioned that decrepit old tree in the front yard, the one that's overgrown with the silver sage? Why should I be doing my chores if you don't do yours, Mike?
That's what we'll mean. You've never been mad at Don Johnson having a 5 o'clock shadow before.
Oh my God, wow. Honey, Don Johnson looks like he could be one of the brothers on Duck Dynasty.
Also,
you called it a bat cave. I can't believe. Mike, listen, I love you. We have four kids now. I think the days of keeping the front yard in order may be over, baby.
Is that why? That's come on. That's baloney. Let's, come on.
Okay.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Nick?
Okay, so... Oh, this is like one of those deals.
Super.
How old
awkward.
Are you guys?
I'm 43.
43 and 45. Have you guys like talked about this at all? So just going on the air.
I mean, I've been bringing it up here and there, pretty regularly over the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years now.
All right. Do you have the kind of relationship where once you've brought something up multiple times, now it's a standoff? Now it's I'm not going to do that because you're nagging me.
It kind of seems like it. Like if you put your dishes in the sink and don't clean them, then I'm going to put my dishes in the sink and not clean them just so that, because you're not doing it.
Right.
Well, honey, maybe if you did it first, I'd be more motivated.
Hey, would you really want it? I mean, isn't that kind of like a child? Would you?
Yeah, I want you to try. Way? I want you to put some effort in. I don't want to be the only one. I don't want to be all maintained and my front yard look really nice and then that ugly old tree sitting there in the middle of it.
Oh, ugly old tree, huh?
That's such a harsh way of describing this situation.
Well, he did drag her into this on the radio, to be fair.
That's true. Like, he's calling me out about my... busted bush.
Wow. Okay. So.
It's gotten. Oh my
gosh.
Where
do we go with this? Okay. So.
So what's the question?
The question I have is, I mean, I guess at this point, if I do it, will you take care of the front yard too?
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not going to leave my bush all overgrown when the rest of it looks so nice. It'll stand out even worse.
We just got a tweet. What is happening?
Oh.
All right. So, I guess we'll take it to the listeners and see what they think.
So, oh, my God. So what? So Team Barb.
Oh, the phones are ringing.
So
yeah, people have thoughts
they are
here.
Ready to go.
So Team Barb is back off.
Here's what
Team
I got out of this. Hold on. I think I got something out of this that people are missing here. She mentioned that they got multiple kids, and what'd you say? You're like in your mid 40s.
Yeah.
So the days of maintaining
life
situations are over. Is that true?
Yeah.
Like, I think Team Barb is, hey, man, we're in our mid-40s now. I don't necessarily need to keep everything as situated as it was before. And he's saying, I think we still do.
Got a lot of stuff on my to-do list.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we're past that point where that's not a big priority or, you know, I mean, obviously to either of us because the way things are looking around here. So, I feel like there's a reason for that. We do have a lot going on. Our kids are getting older and, you know, I feel like we've got a lot of other good stuff going for our relationship. So.
See, and I feel I feel not the opposite, but I feel like, you know, now that everyone's getting older and we have that time, we should still, I mean, I still want to be as active as I was. Maybe not 100%, but
live life.
I definitely think that there should be some sort of landscaping involved.
So are you? So the question would be, Team Barb would be that, hey, you know, we're along in life now. You don't have to be as up to date on some of that stuff. And he's saying, no, I think you still need to spicing things up a little bit. I think that's what the gist of this is.
Except for that he seems unwilling to do it on his end.
Well, he already said because she wasn't doing it, he decided not to.
Well, he's being a baby.
All right. Well, we put it out there on Facebook or Twitter, Team Barb or Team Mike. You can let us know, Facebook or Twitter, KX969, or the phones have been ringing throughout this entire conversation. We'll get your thoughts next and see if you can help out Mike and Barb in couples therapy. All right, so we got thrown to the fire there on what's going on between Mike and Barb.
I appreciate that they held it true to our show and tried to have, like, a metaphor for everything.
Yes, I appreciate that. I mean, to the point that I legit was not sure what we were talking about for the first several minutes.
Oh, my. That was good.
So we want to know from you, with the scenario that's going on between Mike and Barb.
Can I also throw out, Mike, Barb, guys? I hope that when I am in my mid-40s and my wife and I have been together for a long time.
That's like 5 years from now.
I'm 30. 5 years from now won't be my mid-40s, Lauren.
She's 42. You're almost 37.
He said he was 44, I think is what he said.
She said she's 45. 42.
He's 45. So, she's 42.
All right. So, well, never mind then. I'm not going to give my point. No,
it's not like it's far in the future.
No, you're good, Lauren. We're good. Go ahead. She's right.
So, Mike wants Barb to continue to do the chores when it comes to the trimming of the bush out front of the house. And she thinks he needs to just back off because they've got four kids. They've been together for a while, and they've got stuff going on.
And he also does not trim the bush by the tree.
Did you say that the tree looks like one of the brothers from Duck Dynasty? Because that's fire, if that's what you said. That's really funny.
Yes, that is exactly how it looks. If the show's on and he's like there, I'm like, whoa, it's real
life. That's a vivid visual.
Oh, my goodness. I was not that. Was it Uncle Sal or whatever his name is?
That is quite the visual. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So which team are you on? Team Mike or Team Barb? Zachary on Twitter, Team Mike. Ha ha. Can't believe they brought this to the radio.
Well, valid point.
Hi, Kix. Good morning.
Team Barb.
Okay.
Oh, yay.
Thank you. I feel like Mike needs to grow up and man up and kind of, you know, celebrate his woman for the way she is, the way she was made, and not criticize her, especially over public radio. Mm. I would be pretty offended.
Okay.
I mean, obviously these two don't have a problem with it.
No, they don't. And they're willing to.
We got a direct message that says, A, please do not give out any clues as to who I am. B, first, kudos to that guy, because that was some seriously verbally creative storytelling. And C, I think he should not ask her to do anything he is not willing to do.
That's a good point.
That's a good point.
Go ahead. Sorry.
We'll get it coming back.
Yes, sounds great.
We want how you feel on what team you're on with Team Mike and Team Barb. The results coming up. Couples therapy today threw us for a bit of a loop. As Mike and Barb have an issue, and Mike brought it to us in the best way he can. Again, Mike, we want to thank you for keeping it as clean as possible for today's conversation.
You're very welcome.
Do people just kind of come up around the fireplace and listen to you wax rhapsodic about things? Because you sound like a great storyteller.
Okay, well, now that you've put it all in context, come on up around the fireplace. So I'm not even sure what we're talking about anymore.
Other kinds of stories.
Matt tweets in, says, if we all stop maintaining our front yard in our 40s, how long before the bush grows up and engulfs the entire house, or the tree falls over and crashes through the roof? For God's sake, maintain things, people.
I'm not even following the euphemisms anymore. I don't know what any of that
means. Reached the end of that.
Also, not following the euphemism is one of them. We got a suggestion on Facebook. It says, team kids, teach them how to do it. No.
Oh, oh wow.
Of all the possible solutions.
Lauren, don't criticize
that's
people.
That's not the solution.
Definitely not.
That is 100% wrong.
Nope.
Not the solution.
Oh, man. That's funny.
We wanted to know from you, which team are you on Team Mike or Team Bar when it comes to this this issue that they have? Good morning.
Oh, my God.
Really? She's hanging up.
All she had was, oh, my God, really.
Yeah.
She said that's all she had to say.
Yeah.
That's all she had to say.
Hi, Kix.
Hey, am I hearing this correctly?
Unfortunately.
Wow. You guys got put on the spot today.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, well, I think at age 40, they should just throw another log on the fire and keep the spark going. So maybe.
Okay.
We have lost control of the euphemism.
I like it.
We have no idea what we're talking about at this point.
Why is there fire involved? I don't.
I know. That's usually a bad thing. Like,
was that
in the area we're discussing? You don't want to discuss fire.
I think he was suggesting the devil's tricycle is what throwing another log on the fire means.
No, that's not what he meant.
Okay, well,
if there's burning, see a doctor.
Kicks, good morning.
Shouldn't be burning.
I think that I'm for Team Mike.
Okay.
Because I think they should help each other do the trimming, and they'll both enjoy it.
Okay.
Oh, my. I did not hear that. I did not see that one coming.
Work as a team.
Okay. Teamwork makes the teamwork.
Makes the dream work.
All right. Well, I do you feel like we've resolved anything for the
what
two
was
of
the
you?
What was the team? Team Mike was
Twitter is 53% Team Mike.
Barb needs
it's
to do the chores and keep doing
like
her
they
job.
Should, they, basically, it's in your when you get to your in your 40s and whatnot, and you've been dating right. for a while. It's good to keep things up and
keep
maintain
doing the chores. Is
whereas
what
she says they're
think
she's a little busy. They're busy now in their lives.
Yeah. Twitter is 53% Team Mike.
So it's pretty
so
much
it's close. Yeah.
50-50.
All right. So how are you feeling about all this, Barb?
I mean, after listening to everyone, I feel like there is a way that we could work together as a team and resolve this. And if it takes me making the first initial effort, I think, you know, a lot of people have said go get wax or whatever. Maybe
no.
I'll go try the extreme trim on my bush and see if that motivates.
However, okay. next time he has any kind of an embarrassing issue, bring up the fact that you could just call the radio.
Just call us.
We could just hash this out on Kix.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll be calling the very next time.
Well, Mike and Barb, thank you very much. Congratulations on 22 years together.
Yeah.
We look forward to hearing from you and hopefully another 22 more and just...
I appreciate you two have a sense of humor.
Yes.
To like, if I would have done this to my wife, I would be walking home and the house would be empty. So,
like, four kids and 22 years together, you learn how to deal with stuff and laugh at each other.
Awesome. Well, Barb, you're great. Mike, hey, thank you for being a part of the show too. All right.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you guys so much.
Everyone dealing with this.
Yeah, not a problem. We're glad to be here for all of our listeners, and we wish Mike and Barb the absolute best.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.
This one is the biggest battle we've ever had because Zach Brown Band tickets are on the line. It's White and Nerdy Wednesday.
I want to roll with the gangsters.
Don't push me because I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head.
So far they all think I'm too white and nerdy.
You go ooh and ah when I jump in my car.
I'm just too white and nerdy. I'm just too white and nerdy.
Never let me slip because if I slip, then I'm slipping.
Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
White Nerdy Wednesday, where you have a chance to win all kinds of fabulous prizes. Today, it just happens to be for some big tickets. Zach Brown Band is live on Friday.
We're going to be partying down at Longwell's before that show.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Going to be down there about 4-ish.
Oh, my God. That's going to be fun.
With that, with the Longwell's party, we'll have more tickets to win.
As well as
another shot to get qualified for the party palace that we're giving away from Bud Light.
Nice.
So there'll be even more reasons to come party with us.
Okay, so whoever wins that thing, the party palace, they have, like, it's written in the rules they have to invite us over to their backyard.
Oh, yeah.
For the first official party out of the party.
Oh, yeah. It's locked and loaded. Yeah, no, we're good. We've got that covered.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's going to happen. We bring into the game.
Which you couldn't christen that thing without having either Coryell or Liz. One of them will throw up inside there.
To
guaranteed.
Truly make it happen, probably. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, more probably going to happen.
Is it a party palace until that happens?
Right? Thank you. All right. So what do we got?
We bring in Megan, who's going to be on Team Los Silva. Good morning, Megan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good,
awesome.
Thanks. You know your rap lyrics?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty good.
Right. Don't worry. These are so god-awful easy. You guys are going to get every one of these. Don't worry. Even JP is going to nail this.
Okay.
Now I'm nervous.
All right. Well, Megan's on team Lo Silva, and we bring in Manuel, who's on my team. Manuel, if he's saying it's that easy, we have a really good shot of winning this game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we can do it.
All right. Here we go.
Super away, simple, guys. Here's what we're going to do. Ladies are always first. So we'll start with team Lo Silva and Megan, where I'm going to play a lyric from a song for you. I can read the lyric if you'd like afterwards, and then you guys have to decipher this impossible lyric.
All right.
It's one of my go-to songs, actually. It's A Millie by Lil Wayne. The whole thing is just, if you ever listen to the song, the whole thing is just him doing this type of stuff. But here's your lyric. Good luck. Good luck.
Yeah! Even when stuff on, they say she couldn't doubt me.
What? He said, believe it or not, even Gwen Stefani said she couldn't doubt me.
I didn't even hear that. That's amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you think?
That he is just so good that nobody will put him down.
Because No Doubt is the band that Gwen Stefani is from. So
yeah.
Oh, I get that.
Man. All right. Wow.
No Doubt.
My head hurts. Because I was like trying to think through that, and I couldn't do it. Good job. All right, good job.
Nailed it,
guys. That's woo-hoo. A point.
Okay. Total transparency. I didn't.
You didn't get
think
it
about the No Doubt thing.
Oh my god! Come on,
that's
really?
Impossible.
I'm just being honest.
Manuel, right, I'm Manuel. Sorry.
Here
it's
we
up
go.
To you, brother.
Number two.
This one is so you can do this. All right.
Okay, I'll focus this, really hard on this.
It doesn't. I will get. Can I give him a hint?
No, because I don't want her yelling at me. And now, yeah, Megan's like, no.
Yeah.
All right.
The listener is always right.
I was going to. All right. This is actually one of my favorite songs out right now. Okay. It's Cardi B, Like It Like That.
Yeah.
Got my coins like Mario. Yeah, they call me Cardi B.
What?
I heard Mario and Cardi B.
All right. Bout my coins like Mario. Yeah, they call me Cardi B.
What do you think, Manuel?
He's probably got a lot of change.
She's doing well. She's got a lot of coin.
Yeah, he got a lot of coin.
Okay, I think we'll go with what Manuel's saying because I don't want to screw this up. All right.
Wait,
I'm gonna give it to him.
They don't have to mention Mario Kart.
Well, it's actually it doesn't
Mario
even involve
Mario game.
Yeah.
You didn't say any of that.
He did.
No,
yeah, he did.
He just says coin. Nobody
no,
said
he
games.
Says Mario
Nobody
coin.
Said video games.
Basically, she's chasing coins like Mario's always chasing coins. You know, same
right.
idea.
Yeah.
That's what Manuel said. Okay. All right.
All right, guys.
Here we go.
It
tiebreaker.
Is maybe for the first time, and I don't know how long. It's tied 1-1 right now.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Here's your last one. Here's how this is going to work. Megan, you'll yell out Lo Silva when you want to buzz in. And remember, guys, the moment you buzz in, music stops. I can't help you any further. Nothing like that. Manuel, you're going to yell out JPZ is what you'll yell out if you want to buzz in.
And this is a define, not finish.
No, this is a define.
Okay.
The song is Big Sean Bounce Back is the song. Very good song. And here is the lyric. Tell me what this means.
Yeah!
Last night took an L, but tonight I bounced back.
What?
Last night I took an L, but tonight I bounced back.
JPZ.
Lo Silva.
I heard a JPZ.
Manuel said it. JPZ. What do you got, Manuel?
He took a pill. Today he's good. He's not hungover.
You're staring at me without saying anything, JP. Okay, what do you want to say?
No, I'm totally going with what he's saying. No.
Not a pill.
No, last night I took an L, like a loss.
Oh, he said L? Oh, okay, I thought he said
L.
pill, too.
I thought he said pill. My
yeah,
bad.
I thought he said pill, too.
No, took
Megan,
an L.
Megan, last night I took a loss, but today I bounced back?
Yeah, but tell me what he means by that. Like, just saying last night I took a loss, took an L. Yes, that means loss, but what does that mean?
All right, Megan.
So it's like he was, like, in a rap battle or something, and he lost, or he...
He got knocked down.
He didn't get as he thought, and he popped back right away.
Yeah. He got knocked down. It was a bad night.
Do we have... What do you mean, knocked down? You guys aren't giving me enough here.
I have another guess.
I don't want your guess.
Like, someone put him down.
Wait, what'd you say, Megan?
Someone like put him down and he was feeling low, and then today's a new day, so he's feeling good.
He got shown up,
yeah.
Yeah. No. Dang it. It's 1-1. What do we do?
Well, I think we could go back and forth. I had a guess.
How do you want to do this, Lauren?
I don't know.
We all get tickets.
I like where her head's at. That's up to JP.
To be fair, we were closer. We said loss. They said pill.
That's true. Pill and loss.
We couldn't really hear.
Yeah, well, and as I said off air, Manuel Walker sounds like a guy I don't want to mess with. So I'm going to give him. We're going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
I'd flip our scented candle, but we don't have one, so I think we have to go with Megan.
Here, real quick.
This okay.
Here's what we'll do.
I don't like.
Here's what we'll do.
This feels weird.
Manuel, odd or even?
Even.
Even. Yes, I had to remember that two is even. Yes, you win. You saw my. I had my hands up.
I feel like we did Megan dirty here.
Yeah, I didn't even get a chance. What the hell?
Well, Lauren.
I don't know.
You figure it out.
This didn't go well.
I think we can make this
can
work.
Can I tell you
can
what that means?
Can we have two pairs of tickets?
I think we can make two pairs of tickets work today.
Oh, good.
Oh,
good.
There it is.
That, yeah,
I just got confirmation. Yes, do it. Please, for the love of God, give them both tickets.
By the way, took an L. He's out trying to pick up chicks and took an L because he didn't land a girl. And then the next, and then if you know the next lyric of the song, which you can play on a different station, but if we played it on our station, we'd have complaints, then you would know that okay. It's something about a butt bouncing back is the next lyric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
There you go.
Well, thank goodness you both get tickets.
We're classy welcome. On a country station.
That was rough, guys.
There you go.
I thought that one was supposed to be easy.
I know.
I mean, I thought it
yeah,
was easy.
Yeah, that was supposed to be guaranteed to get it.
Yeah.
Well, nothing's a guarantee on this show.
Not with White Nerdy Wednesday or even our show is anything guaranteed. Well, congrats to both Megan and Manuel. You managed to tie the game. And we're going to go ahead and just give you both Zach Brown Band tickets. All right?
Awesome.
Hang on the line. We'll get more details from you and get you ready to go for ZBB on Friday.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kicks 96.9.
Before we get to our one big thing, which is actually two big things, don't forget tomorrow morning. And throughout the day, we'll have your chance at more Country Stampede tickets with the Stampede queue to call. You can still win more Zach Brown Band tickets as well on our website at KZKX.com. And then, of course, Data Bird Double. We'll be back at 7:20. Let's get to the big things. Actually, I have two big things.
Okay.
The first one is today's the final day to get in on team kicks for mini golf.
Yes, we need a fourth. We will be golfing on behalf of Friendship Home this Saturday morning. It's always such a fun event.
Very much so.
But you play in teams of four, and there are only three of us here in the room, so we need a listener to join us. This is the third year we're doing that. We have also won the last 2 years.
Yeah, we're looking to three-peat this year.
So we are defending our title. All you have to do to be entered for that is to donate any amount. Even $5 gets you in, and you know that all your money goes to Friendship Home, which is a wonderful cause. How do they do that?
Online at KZKX.com, or it's on Facebook and Twitter as well, KX969.
Okay.
The other big thing, I want to send out a shout-out to our new best friend. Well, he's my new best friend, but he's also your friends, too, because I was texting with British Husker Nick Piercy last night.
Oh, okay.
From Oregon. He wasn't feeling well, and so he's like, I'm just thinking, maybe some airborne. I'm sure the Huskers have something to help you get back on your feet. And he's like, yeah, no, I'll be fine. But he and a bunch of awesome athletes from the University of Nebraska are in Oregon today and through the weekend at the NCAA Outdoor Championships. This is the national championships for track and field. And so Nick will be throwing the hammer coming up today at 4 o'clock. If you'd like to watch it, you can watch it online at watchespn.com. And then tomorrow it will be the discus, which he's a favorite to take home a lot of medals after.
Well, let's
today.
Hope so that happens.
So congrats goes out to Nick and all of his teammates, Antoine and Luke, and just a ton of people that are part of the Husker track and field team. We wish them the best of luck. And if you want to root them on, you can do that by watching ESPN.com today.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kicks 96.9.